Here, take mine.
That is so cool.
That don't happen.
No, but it does there.
It's the kind of people I like to have around.
Yes, and you guys are great people to be around as well. Give us your hours, Randy.
We are here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And we're just a little bit south of the Uptown McDonald's in Pratt, Vegas, on the right-hand side.
All
come
right.
See us.
He may be the only guy I know that's a little more buttery than Rick Peters. It's close. You have a good day and a great weekend.
Y'all have a good one.
Stay out of that beautiful bride of yours. News and views is next.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Christine Blasey Ford's given till tomorrow morning to say whether she'll testify about her accusation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school. The lawyer says that's too rushed.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he's trying to accommodate Ford.
Either in an open session or a closed session or a public or a private interviews.
Some Republicans on the panel say if she doesn't show up, it's time to move on and vote.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Orlando-Melbourne Airport in Florida has been reopened. Airport spokeswoman Lori Booker says a car was parked at the curb with the engine running.
A male subject was seen running from the car, jumping the fence, running across the apron, and boarded an Airbus 321, which was not in service at the time.
A 21-year-old student pilot is under arrest. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
This is getting old, but here comes another scorcher on the second to last day of summer. A good bit of sun today, mixed in with a few clouds. Very hot, high 95, heat index into triple digits again. Widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Tonight's low in the middle 70s. Tomorrow, scattered afternoon storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. Many towns stay dry, though. High in the low to mid 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, a few spotty storms here and there, but liquid relief will be in short supply, high in the low 90s. You can always stay ahead of the weather with our free weather app. Download it for your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are working to figure out who killed a man early Wednesday morning. 33-year-old Daryl Rudolph was found dead on Rosa Parks Avenue just before 6 a.m. Police have not said what caused his death. Montgomery Public School officials say insurance will cover about $10 million worth of damage at Booker T. Washington Magnet School. $7 million is set aside for a new building. $1.5 million will be reimbursed for contents, $700,000 for anything connected to the network, and $483,000 for extra moving expenses to the Haneville Road location. And Greenville's recently closed movie theater will soon be reopening its doors. The Edge 8 Theater announced it will reopen Friday, October 5th. The theater closed last month unexpectedly. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time and may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year, and a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlen, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and CarCare One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
North Korea, South Korea. What if one day it was just Korea? Our number 272-9228. Welcome back in the news and views. Jack's out today. So Dave Mowry normally sits in on Thursday in his stead. Dave decided it was more important to go make a bunch of money, which leaves me here all by my lonesome. And it's okay. I get it. I would go make a bunch of money, too, if Dave asked me to be on his radio show and I had the opportunity to go make a bunch of money. So I would go consult on campaigns in other states and make boatloads of money and walk around like Scrooge McDuck and swim in my money at the end of the night. That's what I would do, and that's what Dave's doing, and I don't blame him. Guys, it's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. As a result, phone lines will be a little more open than normal. We've kind of gotten a habit of not taking quite as many phone calls lately, but we can certainly reverse that trend at some point. This is News and Views. Normally, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. Jack's out again, like I said. Dave's out. So it's just me here today. But I'll be here for the next 3 hours, give or take, until the Dan Moore Show kicks off right around 12 o'clock. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, which leaves us a host of time to get through a tremendous amount of news, because not only do we have to get through the news of today, we also have to get through the news of yesterday, because yesterday we spent too much time talking about, well, no, we didn't spend too much time. We spent a tremendous amount of time talking about, the healthcare system, cholesterol, how the statins don't really do anything, and there's a new study out that says that they provide no benefit. They have all these negative side effects. I had actually one more food story we didn't even get to yesterday. Imagine in 1988 reading this headline. It would have just blown your mind. Eating cheese and butter every day linked to longer living. Well, good, because I eat cheese and butter every day. But we're not going to talk about that today either. There's just too much to get through. We got a little bit off politics yesterday. That's okay. We can do that from time to time. Initial jobless claims out today. Lowest since the 1960s. Lowest since 1969. Do you know what was number one on the pop charts the last time initial jobless claims were this low? Abbey Road was the number one record in America last time
jobless claims were this low. It was the middle of 1969. Actually, middle end of 1969. Middle end of 1969, last time jobless claims were this low. They're just right at 201,000. They think about this, too. That's not adjusted for population. There were half as many people in America in 1969 as there are today. Yet the number of jobless claims is still at a close to a 50-year low. 50-year low. It's been an unbelievable run here, an absolutely unbelievable run under the Trump administration. So when you wake up in the morning, you can feel good. Your liberal friends are still suffering. Donald Trump is still president of the United States. The economy is still doing well. So that's those are things to rejoice about, my friends, things to rejoice about. I'm going to get into this Kavanaugh deal in just a little bit because it's kind of taken a weird little turn here the last, I'd say, 12 hours or so. As you wake up this morning, there's some additional news. I am going to get into that. But I also want to talk about what's going on. There's a reason I opened with We Didn't Start the Fire. I talked about North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Kim Jong-un has asked for a second summit with Donald Trump, and this time he's promising a swifter surrender of his nuclear arsenal. And North Korea hasn't been the most reliable negotiating partner in years past. But now he's promising, look, I'm going to allow international observers to set up shop inside the nuclear reactors, inside the nuclear facilities, and the missile launching sites. And if you guys will restart the negotiations and drop the sanctions, these sanctions, Donald Trump is killing it with these sanctions. He's killing it with these sanctions. If you'll restart this process, if you'll drop the sanctions, we will allow the nuclear inspectors to hang out inside of North Korea's nuclear facilities. He's also wants to meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for another meeting. Mike Pompeo's been over there several times. I think he's been over there as many times as Dennis Rodman has. This is a visit that's been planned. It was actually originally planned for last month, and Trump canceled it. But Pompeo has invited a guy named Ri Yong-hoo. There's got to be a who's on first joke in there somewhere. North Korea's foreign minister. This guy is going to come to New York City after the Secretary of State set a goal of complete denuclearization by the time President Trump is re-inaugurated for his second term in January 2021. They want to, during the inauguration of 2021, they want to be able to cite this as a specific success, the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And I believe, truthfully, I do believe, the earnest steps towards reunification with the South. Have you seen these pictures? Oh, my gosh. Have you seen these pictures of these mothers, 80, 90 years old, getting to see their children that they were separated from in childhood for the first time? You imagine not knowing where your children are for 60, 70 years or more? Just an unbelievable story. So, again, victory for the Donald Trump administration there. The complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula on schedule, as is with Trump, probably ahead of schedule, frankly. Probably ahead of schedule and under a budget. So we're going to get to a little bit later. We'll get to the Kavanaugh stuff. We're going to get to the declassification stuff. Don't worry about that. I also have an interesting little side piece to an interview that was in The Hill. They transcribed it in its entirety, and there was something very, very interesting I noticed in there. We'll get to that. There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on right now in the world. Not just in the world, in the state of Alabama. There's some stuff we'll get to here locally as well. Your calls are welcome. 272-9228. 272-9228. And, hey, we're going to have a good day together, people. Oh, I've broken two phone chargers in the last 10 hours. So I got to go buy a phone charger at lunch. Or two. How do you break two phone chargers in 10 hours? I've never broken one in my life. I broke the first one, and I broke the second one in my entire life in like 10 hours. I think the first one was at 10-something last night. The second one was like at 8:30 this morning. So if you got any advice on a good phone charger, let me know.
272-9228 is the number, 17 after 9.
Alone by the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Josie's on a vacation.
In 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not had the opportunity to get by there lately, please, 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 please get by there. You are going to absolutely adore Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you finally get in there for the first time and finally sink your teeth into that award-winning pizza. The salads. The weekly special. You know they have a weekly pasta special? Every now and then it's a weekly sandwich special. Yours truly, your humble radio talk show host, has been invited to come up with the perfect dish. The perfect radio special. but I haven't yet done that.
I've got a copy of the menu. I know what all the ingredients that I have available. I have not yet had the opportunity to sit down and pen the perfect special. But when I do, I can assure you it will be something you will go crazy about. Absolutely crazy. I got an idea what I want. I got an idea. It's going to be a white sauce in nature. I don't know whether I'm going to go with a white wine sauce or like the cream sauce or... I just don't know where I'm headed, but it's going to be a white sauce. It's probably going to be a shrimp dish just because I like seafood a lot more than I like chicken. And I'm a big bow tie pasta fan, so you can kind of see where I'm headed. You can kind of see where I'm headed a little bit. I don't hate things like bacon either. So I can see myself, and a lot of people say, man, you can't do bacon and shrimp. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I've done it. There's no shame in bacon and shrimp together, I can assure you. Moving in that direction. And I love onions. So there'd probably be some caramelized onions of some sort in there. Ooh, it's gonna, ooh man, I'm getting hungry. Anyway, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of our number one right here on News and Views. I wanna do the or at least one little aspect of the Kavanaugh story real quick. I give the number 272-9228 if you want it. I do want to do one little aspect of the Kavanaugh story real fast, and the reason is, I don't discount allegations of rape. I really don't. I think it's classless. A lot of the approaches people are taking. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I think a lot of the approaches people are taking are just a little classless with respect to whether or not Judge Kavanaugh. Tried to sexually assault a woman when he was 17 years old and she was 15 years old. I don't think anybody should be saying, and I'll give you an idea of one approach that I think is detestable. There was a lot of comment about the fact that the yearbooks from this school they both attended have gone missing. And after we saw the yearbooks, somebody found it and posted it online. After we saw it, I think we all understood sort of why the yearbooks that this Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, both the high school they both went to, I think we found out why they went missing. Because there was a tremendous amount of partying and drinking, and they were all underage, and they were talking about keg parties and talking about a game they called Blackout, where you would get so drunk you wouldn't remember the next day. And I mean, you remember what your yearbook talked about. I remember what my yearbooks talked about. They never talked about that kind of stuff. You know, our yearbooks like had pictures of sports teams, some headshots from the students. They might have some social pictures from the, you know, homecoming parade or maybe the prom. And these types of things would be, but not the prom after party. You know, not the prom after party when I'm not going to name names, but anyway, none of those pictures showed up, and nor was there any reference to it. And I was in high school 20 years ago. I know that things change, but these guys were in high school 30 years ago. They don't change that much. And I mean, you go back and examine your high school yearbooks from the early 80s. Those of you who are in that age range. Do yours talk about getting hammered, blackout drunk? No, but I don't think it's an appropriate avenue. I understand why the school would want to pull those yearbooks down off the internet and not have them be available, because it makes the school look bad. It makes the school look like it's not a serious academic institution, or it doesn't take seriously the dangers of underage drinking and all that kind of stuff. But to say that it's somebody's fault because they were at some sort of a party, let's just assume she's telling the truth. You can't dismiss Dr. Ford's allegations by saying, well, she was drunk. Or he was drunk. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the allegations. If she was drunk or he was drunk, that doesn't have anything to do with it. So stop trying to attack the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh in that manner. Because for several reasons. One is it's tasteless. It's classless. And it minimizes very serious allegations some people have of those types of situations. Look, I mean, you're allowed to get drunk as a 15-year-old and not get raped. You're allowed to get drunk as a 15-year-old and not be chased around a locked room by a guy in his underwear trying to pull your clothes off. You're allowed to do that, believe it or not. You were allowed to in the year 2018. You were allowed to in the year 1985 or 86, whatever year this allegedly took place. Or 82, whatever year it was. I mean, those... Is it unseemly for maybe? I don't know. But, I mean, that's not an excuse for what happened. I don't think it happened. I don't know if it happened or not. I lean towards I don't think it happened. Why? Because her story's falling apart. And here's what I mean by that. Originally, she was all geared up to testify. That's what this was about. She wanted to testify. She wanted to get her story out. Well, you know what? They gave her the opportunity to get her story out. Now she's declining. But she never agreed to testify. Al contrario, mo frerio. She absolutely agreed to testify. Through her attorneys. You know your attorney can bind you to things in lawsuit? Your attorneys can bind you to things in a lawsuit? Her attorney said plain as day on CNN she absolutely would testify. She was looking forward to it. I'm trying to get the audio to play, but you know that's not going to happen. That would be too easy if everything worked out as planned. I do want to play this real quick piece here. It's about 12 seconds. You know I'm not a big clip guy, but this is a very, very short piece. And when I play it, you'll hear exactly what I'm talking about. Unfettered access.
Will your client, Christine Ford, be willing to testify in public to the Judiciary Committee?
The answer is yes.
She is willing to do it. Has she been asked by any of the lawmakers to do that?
That's interesting. The answer is no.
She's not been asked, but she is now willing to do so. Is she in conversations with people? Have the lawmakers reached out and tried to talk to her via phone?
We've heard from no one. We've seen various statements.
Okay, so you get an idea what I'm saying there. She is willing to testify. This was like 3 days ago. She's willing to testify. Oh, interestingly enough, she hadn't been asked. As if Republicans were scared to death of what this woman was going to say. That was the tactic they wanted to portray. So Chuck Grassley, Republican, said, No, please come in and testify. It's up to you. You can testify in public, you can testify in private, you can testify with the senators, you can testify with their staff. You just have to be under oath. We just have to know you're telling the truth, and there have to be consequences if you're found out to be lying. So the changing story, now that's good evidence that her story's not true. She's eager to testify when not asked, and then when asked, all of a sudden she didn't want to testify anymore. So that's evidence that her story, that's impeachment of this woman. You can impeach her testimony or her statement without excusing sexual assault by a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old. You can go to the veracity of her claim by looking at all of the evidence. There's one piece of evidence that this happened. It's a woman named Dr. Ford saying it happened. Every other piece of evidence suggests it hadn't happened, such as she's dying to talk about it, but she doesn't want to talk about it. Second piece of evidence is she cites a guy who supposedly was there who says later, no, wasn't there at all. He says that wasn't me. I don't know who it was. I think what you're going to find out here is this story probably did happen, but it absolutely wasn't Kavanaugh. This thing's going to fall apart, and it's going to fall apart spectacularly. The people that I talk to are absolutely convinced this did not happen, and not only do they think it's just going to be a footnote in history, they think it's going to be a black eye on the people alleging this. They think it's very, very soon going to be disproven. And I don't know whether that means somebody's going to come out and say it was actually me. I don't know if these people who apparently there were like six people at this party, if all five of them get together and come out and say, didn't happen, then I think that undermines her credibility. I'm not even going into the fact that her mother's house was foreclosed on, and I think Judge Kavanaugh's mother, whatever, was the judge that foreclosed on it. Foreclosures are pretty poor pro forma. It's not like they had a big, long, drawn-out trial that resulted in it. So I don't even know that is necessarily evidence. But I'm telling you, something's going to happen in this thing. Something's going to happen in this thing. I am hearing something big is going to happen, and when it happens, this entire thing's going to fall apart. This entire thing's going to fall apart. I'm not the only one saying that. I actually read a piece today, National Review Online, Ed Whelan, W-H-E-L-A-N. He says much more is coming to show that Kavanaugh is innocent. He's doing this on Twitter. He is very, very confident that he will be vindicated, Judge Kavanaugh. He says, by 1 week from today, I expect that Judge Kavanaugh will have been clearly vindicated on this matter. Specifically, I expect that compelling evidence will show his categorical denial to be truthful. There will be no cloud over him. And then he later, 10 minutes later, tweets, Senator Feinstein will soon be apologizing to Judge Kavanaugh. And then a couple hours later says, funny how attorney didn't seek an investigation 2 months ago. A week from now, I doubt any fair-minded person will think that any further investigation is necessary, at least not concerning any alleged wrongdoing by Kavanaugh. Leads one to wonder, who did the wrongdoing? Is he talking about Dr. Ford? Is he talking about Feinstein? Do they have evidence this thing was cooked up? You know, I had a friend that was on trial for rape. Two different instances of rape. And I read the trial transcripts. It was cooked up by email back and forth. And the emails were introduced where these women were faking the story and saying, if you'll say this, it'll be believable. And then I'll say this and it'll match. So make sure when you're testifying, you say this and I'll say this. Make sure when you talk to the police, we word it this way. And they made the whole thing up. They were upset with him. They tried to ruin his life. They frankly did ruin his life in many ways. So do people lie about allegations like this? Yeah. Yeah. Happens all the time. I think one study showed that between 2 and 10% of all instances of rape allegations are false. Proven false. Not like if there's a cloud over it, we don't know whether it's true or not. It's proven false. The woman recants. Key facts fall apart. It's shown like the guy's in another state at the time. So, look, Dr. Ford wouldn't be the first time. Should women be believed? When there's evidence to support it, yeah. But when there's no evidence to support it, or rather, when there's direct evidence against it, no. No, they shouldn't. We'll be back. I feel magic when I touch your guts. Silk and satin, leather and lace. Black panties with an angel's face. I see magic in your eyes. I hear the magic in your size. Just when I think I'm wrong. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information. Enjoy the new vision you'll get.
MontgomeryLASIK.net. Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Mr. Sandman. this is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a small risk that you will encounter one of those random storms that are roaming around, but your chances are small. Overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Look for another hot day tomorrow with high temperatures probably in the low to mid-90s. Scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns. Many towns, though, will stay dry. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, a few spotty storms here and there, but not many to go around with high temperatures in the lower 90s both days. Our free weather app has it all. You can stay on top of the tropics, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, and access to all my video and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Guys, 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back into News and Views. I said I was going to take calls, and then two people called and didn't take it. I just want to get through through my opening thoughts there. But your calls are welcome. We'll take them. Again, Jack Campbell out. Dave out on the Thursday. He normally sits in for Jack, but he decided to go make Scrooge McDuck money this week instead of come into News and Views. And I get it. I get it. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Don't hold that against anybody. But I do hold against people who don't pick up the phone and call Cornerstone Managing General Agency when you own a business or you're a manager and have employees. These guys, the stories these guys tell me. I mean, I was talking to Greg, and he said, you know, he had a client who, she was a human resources director, and her husband could not get insurance because of some things that happened in his past. And couldn't get life insurance, just couldn't get it. Couldn't get disability insurance, couldn't get it because of his health record. And so Greg showed the company how they could have, for their employees, guaranteed issue life and disability and that kind of, those types of policies, you know. Guaranteed issue policies that could take care of folks in case something happened. And what do you mean by guaranteed issue? I mean, I had to ask, what's guaranteed issue? That means there's no background check, no health, no any of that kind of stuff. You just sign up, you know, we got 24 employees, boom, 24 employees going to have insurance. And they say, but Greg, do they have to fill out a health insurance form? Are they going to put an exclusion? No, it's guaranteed issue. And the woman, you know, with basically with tears in her eyes, says, why has no one told me this? And he said, because you've never
called Cornerstone Managing General Agency before, I guess. You've called other people. Get on the phone with Cornerstone Managing General Agency when you get a chance. The website's easy to find. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. But the phone number, if you want to call and schedule an appointment, no obligation appointment. You just schedule an appointment. Someone from Cornerstone shows up. They walk through your plans, your options. They show you how much you can get, how much more generally. Usually, it's how much more you can get for the same amount of money you're paying right now. Like the people who were just getting health insurance, major medical health insurance, and all of a sudden they were getting better health insurance or the same health insurance plus disability, plus vision, plus dental, plus all these other policies for the same money. Now, how much more are your employees going to love you when you go to them at the end of the year and say, guess what? Starting next year, everybody's getting dental and vision and disability. Life. Not just the medical. Call them. 356-1502. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. Mike Golf Alpha. CornerstoneMGA.com. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
Join.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
You heard me up here alone.
I did. I tuned in after getting out of the cryo chamber, and I was like, oh, Baron sounds like... You sounded good, though. You were talking about Dr. Ford, and I agree with you. I think something actually happened in her past, but I think she's misremembering and is pulling a big name out that was around at that time and kind of putting Kavanaugh there when he probably wasn't there.
And I don't know whether she's doing it on purpose or not.
Right. I mean, if she actually said in a couples therapy, and this is, I was going on about it yesterday. It's so weird to me because I do want to know the personal story. It's such a personal thing. It's why you wait so long and you only bring it up in couples therapy 30 years later. And but now to use it as a political thing.
Yeah.
And also, I from day one, the idea of I don't want this to go public. Well, you got a lawyer, you took a polygraph test, and yeah, you really don't want something to go public. Send a letter to a member of Congress.
Yeah, and ask him to keep it. Did you see Chuck Grassley? We'll head to the phones after this, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Did you see Chuck Grassley's letter to the senators on the Judiciary Committee?
Did it just come out the day?
Last night.
No, I had
to. He basically said, look, I understand why this woman's afraid to testify even privately because you guys are a leak machine.
Yeah.
Can you please stop the leaking so this woman can tell us her story? I mean, he basically went Blake Griffin on him.
Nice.
And 360 behind the back, spin around and dunked on top of him. It was a fantastic letter. I probably have a copy of it somewhere. I can read parts of it. It's long. I don't want to read it all, but I thought that was the most compelling part of it. Look, stop leaking so that people can come forward and tell their stories without fear of their story becoming public. I don't know if something happened to her or not. I'm leaning towards something probably did,
right,
and it was someone else.
Right.
And what I'm confused by is whether she's telling it on purpose, trying to say it was Kavanaugh or not. But we'll see. There are some people, again, like Ed Whelan at NRO. He's very, very convinced something is about to come out that's going to assure everyone it wasn't Kavanaugh.
Well, you played a clip from the lawyer, her lawyer.
Yeah. Terrible legal advice.
What a peach.
Yeah.
A few days right as this broke, was on CBS, and they said, well, how are we going to get to the truth of this matter? She said, well, in this highly politicized environment, I don't think we'll ever get to the truth. I'm like, then what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah. If I'm the lawyer there and someone says, how do we get to the truth of the matter? I'd say, you believe my client.
Yes. That would be a better answer.
My client doesn't lie. She's taking a polygraph test.
No, that lawyer essentially gave the game away. Well, yeah. We don't really care about the truth. It's politics.
Yeah. If they wanted the truth of the matter, they'd have brought this up 7 weeks ago when they got the letter, and they would have made it part of the public hearing, and Kavanaugh would have been asked about it under oath, and he would have given his response.
Yeah.
Feinstein had 3 or 4 different opportunities to question him, and she chose not to bring it up. And we cannot, even if it's true at this point, and I hate to say this, even if it's true, you cannot set the precedent that members of the Senate Judiciary Committee can be told of incidents prior to the public hearing, not bring it up during the public hearing, and when things still don't implode and the person is going to get through, then bring it up for round two of public hearings. It's a terrible precedent, especially when they're not under oath. Because no one will ever be confirmed again.
Yeah.
I mean, I could make something up and say Judge Kavanaugh molested me when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, I was on a vacation in Florida and Kavanaugh was there and he, took me behind the porta potty on the beach. And I mean, I could make something up and prove you weren't. prove you weren't in 1991, you know. And are we going to stop a confirmation process? So, anyway.
It's messed up.
Our number 272928. Who's this?
Hey, it's David. How you doing?
Hey, David.
Hey.
David's one of the three Formula One fans who listen to the
movie. Oh, wow. You're a rare breed, David.
Yeah.
Waiting for Russia.
Yeah, oh, yeah. typically a boring race, but qualifying should be good Saturday.
I think so. So, hey, I want to make a statement that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, before the Great War, once inappropriately touched me.
Yeah. Talk about
I heard it was Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah, that's what I heard.
So, hey, you know, I think what's happened here is that this whole thing is a charade. I think this was the Democrats' nuclear option that they pulled at the last second in desperation because of the whole Me Too movement thing. I think that they really believe that by the mere accusation of this woman, that it would cause Kavanaugh to step down.
Yeah.
And no, I think...
I'm with you.
David, I think it's more cynical than that. I think most of them think Kavanaugh will still get through and get on the court, but they've now set up the precedent into the midterms, into 2020. We're the party that protects Me Too victims. And
oh,
Republicans don't believe
absolutely.
Women.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, if you poll millennials, most, you know, like college-age women, they really think that Republicans treat women like the that stupid Netflix thing with the women, you know, who are in the robes, red robes with the hat.
Listen. Two different. I'm telling you where they're going with it differently too. I've seen two different articles or blog posts. One in my favorite liberal rag, which is the Atlantic, which has great reporting.
Oh, it is good. That's
great
good
reporting, but it's my liberal indulgence. It's where I get my feel good leftism every now and then. Every couple of days, I'll get in there and fish around. There was a Beth Moore article in the Atlantic. Beth Moore is a prominent evangelical speaker and teacher. And there was a Simca Fisher, who is a Catholic blogger, a pretty prominent Catholic blogger. She had a piece out in the last couple of days. And the sum total of these two pieces were Christian women cannot be Trump fans.
Oh,
Christian women cannot be Trump fans. So what they're going to do is what they're setting up between now and 2020. I don't even think the 2018 election has anything to do with it. The idea is between now and 2020, they're going to try to draw a wedge in Donald Trump's support and get and peel off Christian women on the boorish behavior, go back to the Access Hollywood tape, go back to all this other stuff. But they're basically resetting the narrative, and they're talking through these people. So they get to Beth Moore. The globalists get to Beth Moore. The globalists get to Simca Fisher. I don't know whether they do it with money or whether they do it with the promise of fame or book deals or whatever it is. But they get to these women that are looked up to and generally revered by Christian women all over the country. And they go to the Beth Moores, they go to the Simca Fishers, they'll start doing it to more, just wait. There's going to be more Christian women coming out and saying, you know, we made a terrible mistake in 2016, and we cannot repeat that mistake. This guy is creating a culture of rape, is creating a culture of not treating women well. And that's what's coming for 2020. That's what's coming for 2020.
Yeah, and they're also going to demonize the Republican Party in general for 2018.
Yeah, but that's just a test run. That's just a
test run. It is. You know, and I really think that probably, I hate to say that it's going to be, you know, because I saw some information last night, polling information, and it was showing that the Democrats have about a 7% lead right now in what they believe is going to be turnout rate.
Yeah.
And that concerns me.
Well, I'm concerned by a lot of things, but you know what I'm not concerned of? The God Emperor of the United States losing the 2020 election? Nah, not going to happen.
You're not worried?
Not even remotely. Not
I
even remotely.
What if he's primaried by Kasich or Flake?
Who's the last? Thanks for your call, David. Who's the last president to only serve one term? George H.W. Bush?
Yeah.
And only because of H. Ross Perot, only because of the populist movement, the conservatives in that election got 58% of the vote. Bill Clinton won with 42%. He was outpolled by 16% by the other two. So don't for one second believe it's easy for an incumbent president to lose. George W. Bush's popularity was like 12% at one point, and he won re-election. So, and don't underestimate the ability of Democrats to nominate some ridiculous person.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, their last two nominees have been Barack Obama, who, frankly, without the billions of dollars in media support, who no one had ever heard of this guy. He palled around with terrorists. He had a shady travel history. No one really knows anything about him to this day still. And then Hillary Clinton. Those were their last two nominees, frankly. And Al Gore. Oh, and John Kerry. Well, I forgot about John Kerry.
Remember that dark horse Dukakis?
You know, looking back, I'd rather had Dukakis. We'll be back. Made me shine.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent, love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EP estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary. Montgomery Subaru.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel, home of the 99 cent special and quality tri-clean top-tier gasoline. United Food.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet with hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVING. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Where I've been.
All right, guys, 4 minutes till the top of the hour. Cooter, I'm going to get to you in just a second. I want to tell everybody about the Goodson Group. Go to thegoodsongroup.com. That's where you can check out the Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com. Don't forget the. You got to put the definite article in front of it. I don't know if you go to goodsongroup.com where it takes you, but I know if you go to thegoodsongroup.com, that takes you to the website of the Goodson Group. 551-0225. You want to have them manage your investment property, maybe list your house for sale, or help you buy a house. Help you buy a house. Everybody in the audience knows Eddie Bader's name. He's a part of the Goodson Group over there. Bo Goodson, long, long time real estate guy here in the River Region, 40 plus years. Got a brand new real estate class going on right now. And if you call 551-0225, he can talk to you about getting licensed in the world of real estate, the Bo Goodson Group Realty class, and they'll get you squared away. I mean, the website's really incredible. You can search the MLS database on the website, so you don't have to go to all these different things. I mean, it's tailored to people in the River Region, so you don't have to go try to fuss around with these other websites that everybody tries to go to. Go to the Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them 551-0225, the Goodson Group, 551-0225. I'm convinced Cooter has only started calling here because...
This is my first call.
I know, but you used to call on Wednesdays in the afternoon when Stella would come on. And
how come Stella's not on anymore?
I don't know. I just noticed she wasn't, and I noticed that she's not saying Kuta.
I think you scared her off.
It's probably you freaked her out being a creep. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess this phone call won't last long.
Then. No, I'm kidding, Kuta. I'm kidding. I'll try to say it the way she said it and see if you'll hang around with me.
Didn't they do the same thing with Karis Thomas and Anita Hill?
Oh, yeah.
They brought her accusations out like 2 days before they were scheduled to vote.
Yeah, well, probably.
It didn't work then. It's like they would know it won't work this time.
Well, but it here's the thing, though. They're just trying to get through the fall term. I believe that they may even think they'll end up with a worse Supreme Court justice, but they want to get through this October term without Judge Kavanaugh. They know at some point Trump's going to get his man.
Right.
And maybe they think if they can... if they can get him bounced, maybe they're holding out on a Mueller investigation thing of some sort. Hang on, I'll be off in a second. Maybe they'll think they're trying to get a Mueller investigation bounce of some sort. And maybe Trump will be hand-tied. Who knows? I'm not sure. Thanks for your call, Cooter, though. I appreciate it. Guys, it's pushing 10 o'clock. Pushing 10 o'clock. Don't forget this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got a great special this week over linguine, a white wine reduction, shrimp, spinach, cherry tomatoes, the whole nine yards. And if you're like me and skip breakfast this morning, you're going to annihilate some Midtown Pizza Kitchen at some point. You're just going to have to. We'll be back.